News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Michael Arty. Well, Benton Harbor City income tax will be taking effect January 1st. It is a done deal after a recount on Monday. Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler announced to election workers the 21-vote difference between the yes and no votes did not change, but each side did gain one vote.
The previous results for yes was 511. It is now 512. Previously, there was 490 no. There are now 491 no.
Recount took about 2 hours Monday with county election workers going through the ballots by hand. The income tax in Benton Harbor will be 1% for city residents, 0.5% for non-residents working in the city. And Mayor Marcus Muhammad is hoping to see a much improved community soon with that being upheld.
Muhammad said the city has been congratulated by other communities that have an income tax. He thinks even more will go for it.
We have an opportunity to show that we can be good stewards, and this is a formula, not the only formula, but a formula that can be used to help rebuild communities.
Muhammad said streets throughout Benton Harbor can now see long-needed repairs, pointing to the recent grant-funded reconstruction of Colfax as an example of what could soon be seen all over. He also said it is the city commission's job to make sure all of the money is spent properly. Andrew Green reporting.
When the dust settles from Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, the United Way of Southwest Michigan is hoping people will take a moment to give. On Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, here's the United Way's Ryan Chiefers.
Giving Tuesday is all about giving back, really. You know, and it's the perfect time because, you know, you've got Black Friday, you're coming off a big holiday, you've got Cyber Monday, and the Tuesday is really an opportunity to give back to a cause that means something to you.
United Way of Southwest Michigan marking Giving Tuesday by holding an online auction all next week. Items up for grabs include brewing experiences, appliances, hotel stays, and more. Chiefers tells us those who bid are helping the United Way reach its yearly goal of $4.4 million. We have a link to that auction at WSJM.com. The Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians, Four Winds Casino, is announcing a donation of 1,000 baskets of foods to those in need across northern Indiana and southwest Michigan. Senior Vice President Scott Brewer tells us the casino started to put together holiday meals at the urging of employees who wanted to help people.
4 years ago, our employees encouraged us to do this type of thing. So it was an employee-driven philanthropic venture. So what we did was we decided, okay, we're going to feed people at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Each basket feeds five, meaning the casino's able to feed 5,000 people with those. A ballot committee proposing to legalize the use of marijuana recreationally in Michigan, submitting more than 360,000 voter signatures in a bid to be on the statewide ballot in 2018. Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol turned in those signatures Monday in Lansing. Your spokesman, Josh Hoving.
We are very confident that those that we turn in will be well beyond the 252,000 valid signatures that we need.
Michigan already allows for medical marijuana. The proposal would make our state the ninth to legalize it recreationally and allow adults 21 and older to possess 2.5 ounces of marijuana and grow up to 12 plants at home. There would be a 10% tax on it. Ballot group needs roughly 252,000 valid signatures. The state's expected to take a couple of months to review the petitions. University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel says that school has opened discussions with white supremacist Richard Spencer on his request to speak on campus, but says there's no certainty it will happen. At a Board of Trustees meeting this week, this student spoke out, saying there is no safe space to hear Spencer's views.
You're telling me that someone who believes that, you know, blacks shouldn't be on this planet is coming to invade our space. I don't stand for that.
University posted Schlissel's comments to the university campus online Tuesday night, in which he said Spencer's appearance won't go forward, quote, if we cannot assure a reasonably safe setting for the event. Both Michigan State and Ohio State universities have turned down requests by the white nationalist leader to speak on campus. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Gretchen Whitmer talking urban issues around Michigan. At a town hall in Benton Harbor Tuesday, she heard from people about issues ranging from criminal justice reform to struggling schools to technical training. One local attorney talked about the benefits of a strong public defender's office.
We now have a public defender here because prior to January of this year, there were no attorneys at arraignments. That's insane.
And there's the economic concerns.
Education is very, very relevant, but we also need jobs around here.
Whitmer was gathering information as she builds her platform to try to win the Democratic nomination. She told WSJM News she's found people all over Michigan often have the same concerns.
But it was important, some of the points that people raised with regard to curriculum in our schools and how we need to create paths to the skilled trades and make that available and expose children earlier to those opportunities.
Whitmer is a former state Senate minority leader, says she was the resistance in Lansing for years and wants people to know she can represent change. Still working toward collecting enough petition signatures to get on the ballot. She says she's confident she'll get those. Now, related to a couple of earlier stories, City of Bent Harbor is now taking applications from anybody interested in serving on the new City Income Tax Oversight Committee. That body is going to determine how the revenue from the new income tax will be spent every year. It's estimated it could be more than $2.5 million annually. The deadline to apply is Wednesday, December 27th at 5 p.m. You need to drop off your application at the Benton Harbor City Clerk's Office at City Hall if you want to be on it. The Mark III Grill and Bar in St. Joseph, the latest winner of the Celebrated Service Award. That's given out by Celebration Cinema every year, saluting businesses in the theater chain's area for their high level of service. Employees of the theater chain pick the nominees based on their experiences, and the public gets to vote on their favorite. Mark III is on M139. It takes the title of Celebrated Service Award winner from the Mason Jar in Benton Harbor, last year's winner. The restaurant gets $5,000, a package of movie-related prizes, and a spotlight at Celebration Cinema Theaters for the next year. The logo for the 2018 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship is now at Center Ice of the John and Dede Howard Ice Arena in St. Joseph, which is now open for the season. City leaders and tournament officials gathered for the unveiling on Monday. KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship General Chairman Sam Abdelnauer spoke to our partners at WNDU News Center 16.
Golf's a game that this community thrives on. There are more golf courses around the Southwest Michigan area than a lot of places.
The tournament will be May 22nd through the 27th next year, and it'll be back again in 2020 and 2022. And that's the week that was for your Thanksgiving week, November 24th, 2017. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.